You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for spending 15 minutes in the Word of God. There's no better place to be today than right here in the Word. We're in Acts chapter 16. We're going to pick it up here in a moment. Just real quick, for more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. Also, our Sunday sermons here coming up by now. You could watch, too, if you're interested. If you like this program and you want to hear or watch, actually, where these sermons emanate from, you could do that by going to our Facebook page, Island Community Church, and the sermons will be broadcast live around 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings, starting actually this last past week. You'll hear the audio from that here coming up here on this program here coming up next week. But if you'd like to see the sermons, and they're also uploaded on there as well, Island Community Church. And here for the radio broadcast, WGOD Radio is that Facebook page, website. This is part two of this message. Fascinating. Look, one of the greatest texts, really, and it's the greatest questions you could ever ask. And that is, what must I do to be saved? Now, that came about after Paul cast a demon out of a woman who was pointing the way to salvation. And you say, how in the world could that ever happen? How in the world could it? Why? Why would a demon show someone how to be saved? That's what we're looking at here in this sermon. This is part two of this message now
here in this text,
from Acts chapter 16.
The Holy Spirit's got different plans. He has his own agenda. I'm trying to explain and think about how there could be 1.5 billion atheists over in China and Japan and Korea. God is God. I don't understand it. What we need to do is be obedient to Him and lean not on our own understanding. Now, in due time, Paul would preach there. The Apostle John was the bishop at Ephesus. Timothy is the pastor at First Baptist Church in Ephesus. All right. Whatever church it was in Ephesus. But in God's timing, it's not in your timing, it's in God's timing. God says, don't go there. And what you and I need to do is be obedient to God, even when you don't understand. When God says for you to do something, do it and don't question. Leave the results to Him. How does Proverbs 3:5 go when you were ordained? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, God, I don't understand this. There's 1 billion unbelievers here. You don't want me to go there. You want me to go over here. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. He's got everything worked out. He'll get back to Philadelphia and Ephesus and Laodicea in His timing, not in your timing. Because God's calling you somewhere else. I've heard Adrian Rogers say so many times that your good is evil when it's not the best good. And I've always found that hard to understand, but I guess now I don't. You need to seek the best good. Even your good can be used as evil if it's not God's good for you. All right. Enough Socrates and Plato here today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, even when you don't understand. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Now, verse 11. Therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we stayed in that city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you would judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." So she persuaded us. Notice the big change in the book of Acts, starting in verse 10. Did anyone spot that? What is it? We've gone from what to what? Right. Pastor Darren said we've gone from they to we. Luke joined them in Troas. Luke wrote this. It's they went here, they went here. Now all of a sudden, starting in verse 10, it's now we. We went there. We joined them. This is where Luke joined them. Maybe this is where Luke and Paul met right here. The pronouns change starting in verse 10. Now let's move on to verse 16. Let's check out this odd thing that happened to Paul and his companions. Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. First of all, Greek word for divination is the word pythonos. It's the word python. Spirit of python. Now python was the snake, that the serpent that guarded the great religious thing that was there in that city. The name escapes me. I had it before. Delphi. Did you say that, a Delphi? Yes, that's what the python image was. But this woman, according to the Holy Spirit, had a spirit of python in her, who brought her masters much profit by, now, some Bibles say fortune-telling. I love the King James. It says soothsaying. Soothsaying is telling you what you want to hear, right? Any prophet out here today, anyone today who calls himself a prophet and tells you what you want to hear is a soothsayer. I'll give you 10 cents. I was going to say $100. I'll give you 10 cents for every prophet you find in here that tell you what you want to hear. What are you laughing at? Nowhere. You want to, no, the message of a prophet is repent or die. I've heard it. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I've heard John Hagee say, if I had a real prophet in here, he would clear this church out in 10 minutes. Once he put your sins up here on the overhead, starting front row over here. We're going to go all the way back. We're going to put every one of your secret sins right up here for everyone to laugh at. That's what a prophet would do. Soothsaying is telling you what you want to hear. But I challenge you. I've done that study. I challenge you to do it. Start with the very first prophet and work your way through. And by the way, in the New Testament, there's only one thus saith the Lord in the New Testament. Only one. There's hundreds in the Old Testament. There's only one in the New. We're going to meet him coming up probably next week. His name is Agabus, who takes Paul's belt and ties up his hands and says, "Thus says the Lord." So this is going to happen to the owner of this belt. And they're going to haul him away and take him to Jerusalem. That's the only "thus saith the Lord" in the whole New Testament. In the Old Testament, it was turn. Repent of sin. Stop sinning, people. God is holy. Anything else is soothsaying. I hear so many prophets out here today. I run into them. I hear them on the radio, see them on TV, prophets. Any prophet of God will tell you, like we said before, at least any prophet in the Bible would tell you that. Even Jeremiah or Ezekiel, God said this to Jeremiah. He said, "Don't be dismayed by the looks on their faces." Why? Because they're going to be like this to look on. They're going to want to crown this guy. Don't be dismayed by how they look at you. Because God was showing them the things they were doing behind the walls, remember? That's the message of a real prophet. Anything else is soothsaying. For someone to tell you where your Uncle Harry hid his will is a soothsayer. The prophet of God says, "Stop sinning or else we're going to have trouble." Not where your Uncle Harry hid his will. Let's move on, or we're really going to get in trouble. Or it won't be the government, it'll be the other churches come and put a lock on the door. Now it happened as we went to prayer, a certain slave girl, possessed with a spirit of Python, met us, who brought her masters much profit by soothsaying. This girl followed Paul and us, and she cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." Question, truth or lie? Truth. Verse 18, this she did for many days, but Paul, I love it, New King James, it says, Paul, greatly annoyed. Here's someone preaching the gospel, and he's annoyed at her. That's because she probably had googly eyes, one going this way and one going that way. And she, "Oh, tell me the way to be saved." That is why. Greatly annoyed, turned and said to who? Right, he didn't say it to her. Just like Jesus, when he turned, he wasn't speaking to Judas. He says, "What you do, do quickly." He wasn't talking to Judas. He was talking to Satan. That's a whole nother sermon in its own right. Here, he's not talking to the woman. He's talking to the spirit inside of the woman. "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out." And he came out that very hour. As all of
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make